Today's episode is supported by Morgan Stanley, who helped First Solar raise capital to expand into new markets. Now regions from Chile to rural India have access to clean, renewable energy. Capital creates light in new places. More at morganstanley.com/firstsolar. Morgan Stanley & Co. LLC member SIPC.
Need a job? Good news, Amazon's creating about 100,000 of them.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. So, Amazon on Thursday said it plans to create more than 100,000 full-time jobs in the United States. The goal is by mid-2018, making the retail giant the latest company to promise job creation during President-elect Donald Trump's first term. Joining us with the very latest is the Wall Street Journal's Laura Stevens. So, Laura, this announcement from Amazon follows a meeting last month between President-elect Trump and Silicon Valley executives. Are we to make anything about that in terms of this big move?
Well, it does appear that tech companies and other companies outside of that industry are starting to make moves to see if they can kind of, you know, make it in this new political climate. Mm. So, you know, we did hear from Donald Trump's spokesperson who said that he noted, of course, that Mr. Trump had met with the tech leaders last month and that he was pleased to have played a role in the decision by Amazon to create these jobs. So definitely from the Trump side, it does appear that they are taking some credit for this decision. And then from the tech company side, and also other companies, it does appear that a lot of them are starting to kind of either change their public relations strategy a little bit, change the way they're presenting maybe some jobs that would have been created anyway, to kind of react to this new political environment.
I see. So what kinds of positions and jobs are we talking about here? What exactly will they be creating?
So they're creating about 100,000 jobs, more than that actually, over the next 18 months or so. And that is going to be largely warehouse jobs, which, you know, they're a huge e-commerce provider. It's going to be here in the U.S. They're building lots and lots of warehouses, and that caused costs to go up quite a bit. They built about two dozen warehouses in the third quarter. So, you know, they're building a lot of buildings. They actually hired 120,000 seasonal workers just for the holidays alone, and mm-hmm. those were kind of part-time temporary positions. But, you know, it just shows kind of this growth path that they're on right now. They also said that they will be creating some jobs around their cloud business, which does kind of, you know, cloud computing. Mm-hmm. They're going to be doing some other stuff in their retail and headquarters space as well.
We talked about it not too long ago on this podcast. It also said that it aims to handle more of its package deliveries itself. I'm assuming that'll be in play here as well.
Right. Well, so we've heard from people familiar with the matter that Amazon does want to do more of its own package deliveries, eventually setting itself up potentially as a competitor with FedEx and UPS. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it envisions handling a lot more of its own logistics, which, you know, it's publicly talked about leasing planes and buying truck trailers and kind of doing more of their own line haul for a lot of the goods that we're purchasing online. But, you know, getting all these warehouses close to consumers makes it easier for them to get those packages delivered themselves or delivered through another delivery carrier to those houses cheaply. So it's definitely a factor in building out all these warehouses. Additionally, they're going to be creating a lot of kind of contractor-type positions where, you know, drivers, they have this program called Flex where drivers are able to kind of take their own cars and their smartphones in an Uber-like manner and go deliver packages for them. So they're also touting that this will create a lot of jobs out of that side of things.
And in looking at the big picture, we're hearing Amazon and other companies developing all this new tech, namely artificial intelligence, which, of course, would replace human workers. What kind of impact might that have on the workforce mm-hmm. overall?
You know, that's a little unclear right now. So it was really interesting. When I went and toured one of their warehouses recently, it was staffed by a lot of robots, and it turned out they actually have higher headcounts for the warehouses that have robots in them. So in some cases, you know, robots or AI can make something so efficient that they need more humans for that. But, I mean, obviously we're in a technical world where things are getting more and more efficient and more and more things are being taken over by various AI machines or whatever. And so obviously there could be a day where we would see some jobs eliminated by those kinds of advances. But it seems like right now, you know, most of what we're seeing is that they've opened this little convenience store where you can check out without a cashier, but, you know, there will still be other people on site to handle some aspects of that job. So it's unclear right now exactly how many jobs that may eventually eliminate, but it's definitely a factor.
We're speaking to The Wall Street Journal's Laura Stevens on Amazon's plan to create 100,000 jobs by 2018. You're listening to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Today's episode is brought to you by CIT. It's time to get growing with commercial lending, leasing, and treasury management services from CIT. CIT works with companies across a wide variety of industries, including transportation, technology, energy, manufacturing, healthcare, and retail. CIT has the expertise and experience to help you grow your business. For more information about how your business can grow with CIT, visit CIT.com. Put knowledge to work.
Thanks for listening. So, Laura, this comes just as traditional retailers are shutting down its stores. And here Amazon is with this big move. What do we make of the correlation there?
Right. Well, I mean, obviously, e-commerce is taking off. It's one of the most rapidly growing sectors of retail right now, whereas store traffic is declining. So Walmart is planning to cut about 1,000 corporate positions before the end of the month. And they're cutting back on 7,000 back office store jobs, which they announced last year. Mm-hmm. And Macy's is also slashing jobs and closing stores. So we're seeing this kind of effect as Amazon's announcing expansion and more jobs. We're also seeing a lot of jobs being cut because of online shopping. So, you know, it's a balancing act. So while it's good news to hear about all these warehouse jobs, it's also something where we're seeing a lot of kind of those jobs shift from potentially retail, traditional brick-and-mortar retail, more to the warehousing side of things.
Mm-hmm. Times are changing. Very good. Laura Stevens, thank you as always.
Thanks.
Thanks again to the journalist Laura Stevens for joining us. That wraps up the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing for now. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.